A survey of Seattle-area nonprofit groups has found that increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour in the city could hurt critical services for low-income families. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
At Southwest Youth and Family Services, clients have access to licensed mental health counseling, teen parent GED services, and school reentry programs. In this class, students discuss the life of Malcolm X.
Being a gangster, like he was told to do something he didn't want to do. Something like
but
that.
He chose that.
They're learning about writing a personal narrative.
I mean, he wasn't
they're earning credits that will help them when they return to high school. Executive Director Steve Daschle is also the co-chair of the Seattle Human Services Coalition, which conducted the survey. Daschle supports raising the minimum wage. He says it's critical that people are paid a living wage, people like tutors and child care workers. But he also knows nonprofits like his already work within impossibly slim profit margins. In many cases, that means paying people less than $15 an hour.
In the public sector, you know, it can be resolved because public sector has the ability to raise taxes if they choose to do so. But many of us in the nonprofit sector depend a great deal on philanthropy. And there are limited philanthropic dollars, and those limited dollars will be spread more thinly if we have to pay higher wages.
21 of the 29 nonprofits surveyed by the coalition said they would have to cut services if forced to raise wages to $15 an hour. Daschle says that's a problem that policymakers need to work out. Seattle City Council member Kashama Sawant says taxing big businesses to help small businesses and nonprofits would be one way to make it work. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray also supports an increase. The mayor's advisory committee is examining the issue and plans to have a recommendation sometime in April. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.